Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Mem Aleph, and we just finished yesterday's limud in which Rav Papa had decided that according to the Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel, Dover Alamed Vayekesh can be Chayzer Malamed B'Kal V'Chimer, and therefore we have the ability to derive the dinim of Et, Badam, and Tfila, which are basically said in the Par Kol Mashiach. Nonetheless, learn them out to the din of the Par of Yom of Helim Dover Shal Tzibur. And from there, learn out to Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, and from Si'irei Avodat Kochavim to make a Kal V'chomer to the din of Si'irei Yom HaKippurim. So in other words, according to him, the relationship between the Kal V'chomer and the Hekesh is built into the nature of the Hekesh itself. It's not as if it's two different sets, because it's simply the logical extension of the Hekesh. Today, we're going to see further issues of Lomad Min HaLamad, remarkably, although the way that we're going to get to it is once again apparently obliquely. And it's because yesterday we had managed to penetrate a lot of the strange way that the Tanit Rabbi Shmuel had put the limud. So he talked about Makom Hushvu Korban LeKorban and Hushvu Maisin LeMaisin. We deciphered that. We came to understand that he was talking about a Kal V'chomer that was built on a minimal approach, so that there's something in common. And he was using the Si'irim of Avodas Kochavim or of Yom HaKippurim and the Par of Yom HaKippurim, the par of the Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, in multiple combinations in order to be able to make Kal V'chomer, even though there's completely different sets of Avodas, but he manages to put them together for the minimal. But the one thing that we didn't explain in the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel yesterday was this wild use of the first par, Vasa Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar, since he says, well, I don't need it to tell me the par of Yom HaKippurim, because I can learn that out from this Kal V'chomer. So therefore, I can use it to tell me Par Kohen Mashiach, Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. But the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur is where it says Vasalapar, Kasher Asalapar. So what in the world would be the point of repeating the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur? It sounds like a joke. Ask the Gemara, what did he mean? Today we're up to now the two dots. You say Lapar, Zepar Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. What? Of a Tzibur Guf Ektiv. That's the pasuk that we're reading now. We're in the middle of the pasuk that's describing the dinim of the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. And you're saying, yes, and we have a ribui that it even includes the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. I should hope so. Omra Papa. You see. This itself is based on the problem of Ein Lamedim Lamad Min HaLamad, remarkably. It turns out that yesterday's sugya serves as an introduction to an understanding of the rest of the words of Tanya Dever Rabbi Shmuel. Purely coincidentally, of course. And what is that? Because look, says the Rabbah. In the end, we're going to need to learn out, as we're going to see, that from Par Halam Davar Shal Tzibur, remember that we derived the dinim of Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, right? That was Chatat. And that Chatat is a reference to the Chatat for Avodah Zarah, which is the Si'irei Avodas Kochavim. By the way, it's an interesting Tosfos who asks, why is it that whenever we refer to Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, it's always in the Lashon of the Rab, and yet whenever we refer to Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, it's always Lashon Yachid? That's no explanation for this. Because it's exactly the same. It was the same carbon. It's one Sire, or one part. It's the same carbon built by the Tzibur, depending on whether the Chet was the Chet of Avodah Zarah, or whether the Chet was another Chet. And yet, for some reason, one of them is called Loshen Rabbi. He doesn't have an explanation for that. But Si'irei Avodat Kochavim and Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur Begufei Lo Ktiv. See, the problem over here is this. In the dinim of the Par Kohen Mashiach, it says the halacha of the hakrava of all of the emunah, including the oteret hakaved and the shtei klayot. It does not mention that in the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. And we pointed out yesterday that we're going to get to some minor differences. This is one of those minor differences. Since we need to establish what the halacha would be about the oteret hakaved and the shtei klayot when it comes to the dinim of Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, and the makor of the limud is to learn it out from Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. The problem is that it doesn't say that halacha in Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. It says it in the Par Kohen Mashiach. The Par Kohen Mashiach does not have a direct hekesh to Si'irei Avodat Kochavim, which would mean that the way we would have to learn it is, since the Torah says v'asar kasher asa, so now we know that the dinim of the Par Kohen Mashiach apply to the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Okay, so that teaches us that there is a hakrava of the shtei klayot and the oteret hakaved by a Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur. Okay? Now you you want to say, all right, and we also have a Hekesh, Chatat, that compares the Parol Bavah Shel Tzibur to the Sirei Shel Tzibur. Sirei Avodat Kochavim Shel Tzibur. The problem is that that's a Hekesh learnt out from another Hekesh. And remember, it's two steps. And we said yesterday that Ein Lamedim Lamad Min HaLamad. Now, even though yesterday, Rav Papa says it's a very small, didn't mind learning a Kal V'Chomer out of a Hekesh. That's true, because the Kal V'Chomer, according to them, is built into the logic that the Hekesh demands. But you certainly cannot say that that's true of a Hekesh to another Hekesh. Maybe each one of them is meant to be learned out specifically what is said there. So had the Torah compared the Sirei Avodah Zarah directly to the power of the Kain Mashiach, so then Enochinami. I would have been able to learn out the Yotera Takaved and the Shtei HaKlayot. But now that it doesn't say it, it would be a two-step limud, and I couldn't learn it. Therefore, I need to do a very surprising thing. I need to repeat the din, referring to its own self. I need to create a self-referential hekesh and say in the middle of the parsha, of the par halam davar shel tzibur, I have to say the words kasher asal par ze par halam davar shel tzibur, as if to make it as stated in the parsha of the par halam davar shel tzibur itself, in order that I should be able to learn a hekesh from it, so that it wouldn't be a second order limud, it would be a primary order limud. That's the point. So itzrik lapar, I need the extra word lapar to create a new statement lamahavi, in order to make it the equivalent of commander kativ bebegufi, as if had it had been written in the actual dinim of the paralam davar shel tzibur, in order that lo lahavi davar alamid be'ekesh kozer malamid be'ekesh, so that it shouldn't be a second tier limud. Lovely. Wonderful. Because it's different. The point is that the Kal V'Chomer is the logical application of the Hekesh. A Hekesh is not a logical application. It's coming out of nowhere. It's coming out of left field. So normally that's fine, because all of the dinim are meant to be learned out from each other. But since Kachim is a study of separate issues, how can you say that when I gave you a Hekesh between the Paralam Beverage of Tzibur to the Parakoy Mashiach, I meant that to be applied to anything that was then, that's just logic. But this has nothing to do with logic. That's the whole point. Remember, that's why Avram Avinu avoided Aveda. You can't make statements like that as logical. That's your issue. No? And what if God isn't logical? I mean, what are you saying? Because it's logical to you, therefore I'll do an Aveda like that. I mean, that's crazy. You know, that's, again, like giving your wife the golf clubs that you always wanted for her anniversary gift. That's it. Yeah. No, that's not Aveda. When it comes to Kachim, there's no Lamed Min Alama. Okay. So therefore, and the Gemara manages to say this in such a paucity of words. It's really beautiful. I mean, if you try to explain this, it's like really difficult. And it puts it into one word. In order that should be Begufe V'lolahavid Avalamibakish. That it would then be Kozmalamibakish. Great. Okay. So this is really exciting. Now, the truth is that Tanya Kavase de Rav Papa, we actually have a limud that teaches that Rav Papa is right. Even though this sure sounded like a very dramatic kind of idea. And that is the following bright. The bright asks, when it says Vasak, it could have said just Vasak Kasher Asa. Instead it says Vasa Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar. Now, what was the point of that? Ma Tamad Loma Lapar. Because if we switch over, says the Gemara, to the Parsha of the Sirei Avodat Kochavim, and we note that over there it says, V'chiper HaKohen al kol adat b'nei Yisrael v'nislach lehem. Why? Because after all, Heim heviu et korbanam mishel HaShem, v'chatatam lefnei HaShem ha-shigatam. What is that referring to? So chatatam refers to the Sirei Avodat Kochavim, and al-shigatam refers to Paralam Dover Shel Tzibur. And therefore, when the Torah says chatatam al-shigatam, it is comparing chatatam, which are Sirei Avodat Kochavim, to the normal shigigatam, which is the paralam davar shel tzibur, to teach me that chatatam ereo kishigigatam. And therefore, you need to bring korbanam. Now, korbanam is not a lashon of dam. Korbanam is a lashon of whatever is korban gavim is be'ah. Since over here in the parsha of Sirei Avodat Kochavim, it doesn't say a word about what to put on the mizbeah, I now will learn out from the paralam davar shel tzibur with a hekesh what to put on the Mizbeah. The problem is, continues the Braita, that we don't even know by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur all of the details of what to put on the Mizbeah, because it never mentioned the Yoteret HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayot in Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. It only mentioned it in the par of the Kohen Mashiach. So, asks the Braita, now, Shigigatan me'echan lamarata. But how did you know the din of the Yotaret HaKaved by Shigigatan, meaning the Paralim Dover? Lo behekesha? Wouldn't that be a hekesh? V'chi davar halameid behekesh, chozeru malameid behekesh? So can we now say that we know from the Parker and Mashiach that there's a din of Yotaret HaShteach lo yot, apply it to the din of Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur, and now have a hekesh from Sirei Avodat Kochavim back to Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur on something that I only know in Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur from it's itself a hekesh to Parker and Mashiach. Therefore, we have to repeat. This is exactly what Rebbe said. Therefore, we have to repeat back in Vayikra, in the parsha, Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur, Lapar Ze Par Kohen Mashiach. Lapar Rather Ze Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur, Kasher Asa Lapar, the second Lapar Ze Par Kohen Mashiach. Now, let's just analyze that for a minute. Omar Ma, you say, Chatatam Elu Sirei Avodat Kochum. I mean, it's a very nice writer of Papa, but now you've really confused me. Why do I need another pasuk? You said the whole reason it said that Lapar referring to itself, its self-referential statement, to make it the equivalent of the Hekesh having been said in the area of the Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur. No. So then, and then it said Chatat in the parish of Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur directly. And we used it to say, Zeh Sirei Avodat Kochum. Now we move on to Bamid, and we do the same thing again. We need another Chatatam HaShigigatam to compare the din of Sirei Avodat Kochavim to Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur. You just did that. What was wrong with the first pasuk? Tepik Levi Kro Kama. D'yomamar, you said before that V'asa Lapar, Kasher Asa Lapar, HaChatat, that the word HaChatat was a reference to Sirei Avodat Kochavim. Now I'm really confused. So what do I need the extra pasuk? What was wrong with that? You said Chatat Rabot Sirei Avodat Kochavim. Amar Rav Papa, no, because look, I agree that the first limud directly from the dinim of the par of the Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. What was it referring to over there? It was referring to the Nitinot Adam. Dam, not Akrova. So Vasala Par Kasher Asala Par teaches me that you have to do the same. Did it say anything about what to do with the dam? The Sirei Avodat Kochavim? Nothing. Nusa, how do I know what to do with the dam? To do the Sheva Azoyas, the Paroch, to the four Azoyas, and the Kron Tzom Mizbeach. Where does it say that? I learn that out of that first pasuk that compares the dinim of the par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, v'asala par, kasher asala par, ha-chatat, do it to the chatat as well. What's called the chatat? Sirei Avodat Kochavim is always the thing that's referred to as chatat. By the way, if you take a look at the pattern in the Torah, Bichlal, that concept of chet, Richie's catch! That concept of chet is always a reference to Avodah Zarah. It's not just that we're saying that's an extra word. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu says, chata ha'am hazeh chata agedola. Well, that's a refrain. Chet is always built around the idea of Avodat Kochavim, just like Aveira is always built around sex. Those are the two key words that we constantly find used in that fashion. Aveira always means Aveira of sex. I mean, it's not used in Torah, it's used in Chazal. But Chatat is always used in terms of Avodah Zarah. So now here, what we're doing is we've got another problem. The other problem is, but what about Hakrava? So from the first pasuk, we learn out Avamina. Hani Mile Hazaot. And so I'll learn out all of the Hazaot that are ktivin begufa, okay? But what about the Yoteret v'shtei HaKlayot? The Yoteret v'shtei HaKlayot are not even written when it comes to the din of the par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. So then I would have said, maybe we won't make a hekesh. Emalo, kamashmala. Now this is not a very satisfactory answer because as Tosis points out, but we just had the extra word lapar. And according to the Tanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel, the lapar, which meant self-referenced par, lapar Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, which is very weird, the only reason we needed it is in order to justify learning out the Yoteret and the Shtei HaKlayot. So what are you saying? I would have thought, since it doesn't say it begufe, so then say, hey, idiot, what do you think it said lapar for? I mean, how could you have said, I would have thought that it's only for the things that were said there or not? Does that make sense? Let's review this. See, I'm getting the rolling eye response here. Let's review what happened. We had, in the story of the dinim of the Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur, first of all, a remez that was very straightforward to par ha-chatat. What's ha-chatat? A reference to Sirei Avodat Kochavim. That was the first thing that we did. That straight out, all along, one of the first things we did when we started analyzing this very crucial pasuk was we learned out the din of the seven hazayas and the four hazayas. We learned out from Paralim Dover Shal Tzibur to Sirei Avodat Kochavim, and everybody was happy because there's no problem with that. It's straightforward hekesh. It's not a lomad bin a lomad. All the dinim of the Netinat Adam are said by the Paran Dovah Shel Tzibur, and therefore they apply to the Seir HaFodes Gefilah. Fine, we were happy with that. Came along the Tanit Ve'Regishmal and did something weird. What they said was that the first remez in Lapar, Yasa, Lapar, Kasher Asa, Lapar, was saying something that was absolutely crazy. The asa lapar, meaning to the par halam davar shel tzibur, kasher asa. That's what we're talking about, is the par halam davar shel tzibur. So what do you mean, due to the par halam davar shel tzibur? I need another word par to tell me. And by the way, in case you didn't know, we were talking about the par halam davar shel tzibur, let me just smash your head into it. So it came along Rav Papa with this brilliant explanation that the meaning of that lapar, catch fox! The meaning of that lapar, not bad, was in order to make it a primary reference instead of a secondary reference, and there wouldn't be a davar lamid ben ha'ekesh, chayzer malamid ben ha'ekesh. But what was that primary reference to now? Yoteret v'shtei aklayot. So now we're coming to answer. And the reason that when in the parsha of Seirei Avodat Kochavim itself, it needs to say Chatatam, referring to Seirei Avodat Kochavim, Al Shigigatam, referring to the Paral and Dovah Shel Tzibur, and to compare the two, was because otherwise I wouldn't have known to compare the dinim of Yoteret HaKaved from the Paral and Dovah Shel Tzibur to Seirei Avodat Kochavim. So then don't you ask yourself, you know, what was the point of saying the word Lapar? I thought you said that's the only point of saying Lapar. So why do I need the Limud now in the story of Bamidbar itself to teach me the halacha of Seirei Avodat Kochavim with yet another hekesh? How many times do we need to repeat the same darn thing? Killing me, Bob. Killing me. And he laughs. Yeah, he'll be sorry. Go ahead, you'll say a hesped. What will you say, Fox? What will you say? He suffered in that afyon. Was it from me that he suffered? Yeah. You'll be sorry. So Tosfos answers that we are sort of forced to say, there are a number of different answers, none of them are really all that greatly persuasive, that we're forced to say that the unusual construct of saying that the par is an attempt at self-reference is only justifiable if we have an indication in the dinim of the Seirei Avodat Kochavim themselves that such a thing is what the Torah desires us to do, to learn out the limudim from one to the other. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. I would have taken the other approaches, that la par is whatever, for some other limud, and I wouldn't have been able to do this. Okay, the truth is that there is another element, and that is that although it's true that Gemara said Hani Nilei Hazaot Tichtivan Begufe, and that indicates that the whole point is whether it's Ktivan Begufe or whether it's Ktivan in the sugya of the par of the Kayin Mashiach has a double meaning. Yes, on the simple level, it's a question of is it here or will it be Alamad Min Alama? That's the way we've been prejudiced to look at it. But there's another issue, and that is the appearance of the entire Hekesh to the Chatas, meaning to Seirei Avodas Kochavim, has been in the context of Dam, and not in the context of Hakrava. And therefore, the only time that the Torah tells us that this Hekesh is meant to work for Hakrava as well, is in the Sugya of Seirei Avodat Kochavim, where it says, Ve'hem heviu et Korbanam, and that's Chatatam Ashigatam. So Korbanam, which is a reference to the Bosar, to the Emurim, rather, the Emurim in Achinami. I need to know. You mean I should also have a remnant of the Emurim? Oh, so if that's the case, we have to go back and look at the Yoteret HaKaved and Shtei HaKloyot. Where will I know that from if it isn't written Begufam? I'll know that from Lapar. But I need to be taught that I'm supposed to look for a remez in the dinim of Par, going Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur, to something that has to do with the Hakrava Gufa. That's the point. Okay. Amalei Ravuna, Bereder Nasan, Rav Papa. I'm bothered by what it is that you're saying. This is going all the way back to the original statement of Rav Papa. Rav Papa was the one who said that we can justify the statement of Lapar Zepar Yom HaKippurim, according to the original Braita, the Tanna Devei Rav. We could justify that statement, even if you want to say it's going Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not coming to teach me the number of Hazot, which I know from the very din of the Tfilah, and so on and so forth. It's not coming to teach me anything about the actual Matanot Adam, because it says Chukah, or it says Vechila Mika Peres HaKedesh. You know what it's coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me Et Badam Betfilah. That's what we said yesterday. That if there's a wart on a finger, it's a kosher netina. There has to be this sufficient amount the dam, the chachila in the Kabbalah, and you cannot be misapeg the dam by scooping it up, you have to be tired. That's all that it's coming to teach. And yesterday we said, wow, that would explain why it says in the Braita, l'kol masha amur ba'inyan, which seems to imply all types of ancillary limudim. What would be ancillary limudim? Et, badam, and tefillah. Today, remarkably, and Tosfos is very troubled by this, the very raya that we brought to the Rav Papa yesterday, and we said, look, Kol Ma Shomer HaBinyan implies et badam et tefillah. Today, we ask it as a kasha on Rav Papa. Tosfos, how did we go from bringing it as a raya to Rav Papa to asking it as a kasha on Rav Papa? But this is what the Gemara is asking, and then we'll talk about why we would do that. Omer le Ravuna bereder of Natan Rav Papa. V'hatana, if you read those words carefully, the raya that we brought to you yesterday, and the Braita said, Par Yom HaKippurim l'kol masha amur binyan. Now l'kol masha amur binyan sounds like more than et badam and tefillah. It sounds like we're learning out the etzem dinim of the Hazoya. And you say it's only coming for et badam and tefillah. Now, of course, the question is that the dinim of ikuva, I know. What is the one asking Rav Papa? It's not Rav Papa's business. We already know that Rav Yehuda said v'chila mikaper. Rabbi Akiva darshan v'chiper v'chila. And then we had the limud of the word chok olam, which is about chokas, so it refers to everything. It refers only to the dvarim anasim bifnim. But what are you bothering Rav Papa about? That all of a sudden this is his business. He's coming to tell you why it said lapar. That it's adding this. You want to find some other ikuva? I don't know. But why did you have? You say, why did you have to say only et badam v'tefillah? What else might it be referring to? So Tosfos has a very interesting approach. What it might be referring to, says Tosfos, is the seven hazaot on the tiharosh shel mizbeach, which appears only by Yom HaKippurim, does not appear in any of these other cases, and therefore we don't. And it's not lifnai v'lifnim; it's only lifnim. So chukah doesn't apply to it. V'chila michaperes hakodesh wouldn't necessarily apply to it, because maybe it's only what we find to be mechaper in other cases. Therefore, the mashma'ut is that there is an additional limud of ikuva for the par Yom HaKippurim besides the minor issue of et badam v'tefillah. How do we know that the actual seven hazayot that are put on the tiarosh hamizbeach, as opposed to the four matanot on the kronot hamizbeach, how do we know that they are ma'akim? I mean, we can't very well learn it from the par halam dover shel tzibur. If there's no such thing by the par halam dover shel tzibur, we can't say, just like it's ma'akim by the par halam dover shel tzibur, it doesn't even appear by the par halam dover shel tzibur. A filo l'mitzvah, there's no such matana. But what we could do, says Tosfos, is say that since the Torah compares the giving of the dam of the par halam dover shel tzibur to the giving of the dam of the Yom HaKippurim, what we could say is that just like whatever the requirements of the netinat hadam are for the par halam dover shel tzibur are ma'akev, so too whatever the requirements are by the par of Yom HaKippurim, which happen to include additional things such as the seven hazoyos on tiarosh hamizbeach, that they're also ma'akev. So in other words, in technical terms, ma'atam lo chilakta. Just like by the par halam dover shel tzibur, you made no distinction between one type of hazoyah and another type of hazoyah, whether it's the seven or the four. Whatever needed to be done is likuva. So too, whatever needs to be done is likuva. Okay? Or, of course, the possibility may be to be marba at not only et badam v'tefillah, but yoter hatakaveit. But in any event, it's more than just what you said. It's l'kol ma sha'omer v'inyan. Okay? So the fact that I suddenly changed my mind, and instead of bringing a raya, ask a kasha on Rav Papa, would really bother Tais. Could be, says Tais, because now that we came up with this drush of yoter v'shteh klayot, so now I'm going back and thinking, aha, maybe that what was meant by l'kol ha'omer v'inyan. So that includes more than es badam v'tefillah, even if it's not ikuv v'ladam. You see? It's adding something new. L'kol ma sha'omer v'inyan says the Gemara, that's really true. But remember that there are different approaches to that limud. Tanoihi, the Tana Devei Rav Mar Behachi, and the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel Lo Mar Behachi. Look, I mean, the fact is that we had two completely different brides. The second bride that said the Kol Hamur Binyan was said by the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, I was talking originally when I came to explain why when it says Lapar, it was meant to include something new about the par of Yom HaKippurim, and I didn't know what that was. And none of you guys could answer me. What was that referring to? You tried giving me, it's to tell me Kuva. That didn't work out according to anybody. It didn't work out even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you claimed couldn't use the chukah that appeared by Yom HaKippur to tell me ikuva because it only referred to matanish that were given l'tznai v'l'tznim l'gabi the seder. So I came and showed you that's not true because there's another pasuk by Yom HaKippur, namely v'chila mikaperet hakodesh. Okay, so I was the only one who gave you an explanation. It's coming to et badam v'tfila. But that was all according to the first braita. And that was the Tana d'vein Rav that didn't get into this whole business of the yoteret t'shtei klayot or any of the other issues. It's the Tana d'vein Rabbi Shmuel that brought all of that up. And fine, according to him, you're right. L'chol ma'ashomer binyan, I don't know, could include a lot of other things. Tana d'vein Rabbi Shmuel. Mipnei ma'nemru yoteret v'shtei haklayot. Now that we end up with a fascinating difference. For some reason, the original parsha of Chatas, very first parsha, which is the Chatas that is brought by the Kohen HaMashiach for Horah. That very first parsha mentions the Yoteret HaKaved and the Shtei HaKlayot. For some reason, we got into all of this trouble in needing to be marba Yoteret HaKaved and Shtei HaKlayot by the Paral Dover Shal Tzibur as a primary source to be able to learn how to see. I mean, why not just say it? Why did the Torah say everything else it doubled and left out those words? Isn't that a little weird to talk about the Emurim, to talk about the Dam? Detailed repetitions of Psukim, who said that everything was Tiva and Vetafilon. So why not just write it? So now he comes to explain the theological implication of not writing it. Says the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, let me explain to you. Mipnei ma ne'emru yoshteret v'shtei haklayot. How come it says that dafka b'par kain Mashiach v'lo ne'emru b'par alam dover shel tzimur? So the theology that's implicit here is like this. Mashal, l'melech basar v'dam. So if you imagine you have a melech who has a lover. And because of that, when things go wrong, and now he's being treated very badly, he doesn't want to make a big fuss over it. Because if all of Klal Yisrael acts badly and is chete through the haloma of the Bezdin HaGadol, I don't want to mention the Yoteret HaKaved and Shtei HaKlayot. I mean, they make such a big deal about it. I sort of want to just pass over it. So I'm a Mayit Besir Chuno. Because of that love, I don't want to expose too much. Bashenka, when it comes to the first parsha, which is only the Kohen Mashiach, not all of Klal Yisrael. So over there, I'll tell you all of the dirty details. But here, I don't want to tell you. Furthermore, says the Tanya Devei Rav Shmuel, another fascinating difference between the two parshas is that even though in almost every respect, they are copies of each other word for word. Remarkably, in the parsha of the par of the Kain Mashiach, it says, to do the hazoyot at pnei parochet hakodesh. And when it comes to the parallel pasuk in parallel Dover Shel Tzibur, it says at pnei haparochet. It doesn't say parochet hakodesh. Now how come? Everything else is parallel. So mipnei ma ne'emra parochet hakodesh b'par Kain Mashiach. V'lo ne'emar parochet hakodesh b'par alam Dover Shel Tzibur. It's the same idea. A melech basar v'dam that has got a rebellion on his hand. So sarcha alav medina. So if he's got some problem, children, everything is normal and you deal with the rebellion, right? But you have the regular palace and the regular yinune malchus and so on and so forth. So there, pamalya shalom mitkayemet. But once ruba is sarcha, pamalya shalom is eino mitkayemet. So once you have the rove, that's the only way that you're chayav in a parallel davar shel tzibur, is if rove was nifshal. Once rove is nifshal, I'm going to call it parochet hakodesh. You might as well be in Borough Park, the way people are acting around here. So Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to be miyaches, the kedusha sakshkina, to the parochet anymore. We're going to live here, a bunch of madmen. So because of that, it now becomes only the parochet, not the parochet hakodesh. Beautiful. Okay, so now we've actually analyzed on every level all of the differences between those two opening parshas of Chata, and we're very excited and very happy. You know, trying to carry the world along here. You know. Exactly. Which word do we leave out of the Daf Yomi? The Daf for the Yomi? Lefichach, im natan kulam ketikunam. Okay, let us once again review the words of the Mishnah. Remember that we had a distinction. The Mishnah was interested in making a distinction between the matanot that are given on the Mizbeach HaPnimi versus the matanot that are given on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So we started off at the beginning of the Mishnah and we said that when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, according to Beit Hillel, matana achat mehem is ma'kevet. And that became the whole story. What about the other three? The Shalosh matana shebechatas, the big discussion about what dinim they have. Do they have the dinim of the first matana legabe? All the different halachas of Nisa Lifnim and about kibbutz and so on and so forth. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, kol ani tanim ha-mizbeach Pnimi, since over there Chisera had been Matanot, Gilo lo kiper. So here's the crucial point. In the second group of Mizbeach Pnimi, it says, Lefika, Natan Kulam Ketikunan, Vechat Shalom Ketikunan, Psula Ve'in Bokare. Since you need all of them, if you did only one or three out of the four as Pigo, that's not enough to make it Pigo. In order to make it Pigo, you have to be Mefago with the entire Matir. But if you're only Mefago part of the Matir, you can pass for the carbon with your Mashava, but you can't turn it into Pigo to be Mechayev Kares on the Achila of the carbon. Okay? Each part of the Matir. And that's called Ein Mefaglin Bechatzi Matir. And we contrast that to the third line of the Mishnah, which was referring to the Chataot Achitzonon, where over there it says, since Natana Matana Chakiber, Lefichach in Natana Tarishona Ketikuna Vashnia Chutzizman, that's perfectly kosher. It's not even possible. And Inatana Tarishona alone, Chutzizmana. And all of the others, wrong or yes, doesn't matter. You'd be Pig of a Chayaman Alka. Right? Because over there, it's not a Chatzi Matter, it's the entire Matter. Because all that I really need to be Matter to the rest of the Korban is one of the Matanas out of the four. Let's begin the analysis of this portion of the Mishnah, which has to do with the dinim of the Matir. Now, Tzanatam, in the equivalent Mishnah in Menachot, where there, of course, we don't talk about the dinim of the Dam, but there's also the concept of Matirin, of course, by the Mincha. The thing is that every Mincha has more than one Matir, just about every Mincha. And where is that? We have the Komet. Bringing up the Komet on the Mizbeach is the equivalent to putting the Dam on the Mizbeach. The Komet is Matir the Shiraim of the Mincha in the same way that the Dam is Matir the Imurim onto the Mizbeach. But by a Mincha, there are two things that are put on the Mizbeach. One is the Komet, and the other is the Levona. So we have to put Levona onto the Mizbeach. Suppose you only put the Komet and not the Levona, or you only put the Levona and not the Komet, you're dealing with the same issue of Chatzi Matir as you would with part of the Matanot Adam by a Zeva. Again, it's very, very useful to abstract the concept so that you don't have a long list. There's just a din of Matir and Chatzi Matir. What those things are, it depends. I mean, they could look very, very different depending on the context, you see. So, I mean, you could even have a crazy situation where, let's say, you have the Lechem Aponim. The Bezichei Levona, the Lechem Aponim, that are put on the Mizbeach, are the Matir of the Lechem Aponim. They're the equivalent of the Dama. It doesn't matter what they look like. Make this an abstract concept. Okay, so we have two Matirin by Menachas, and therefore, Lichora, whatever issues would come up with Chatzi Matir in Zvachim, will come up with Chatzi Matir in Menachot as well. They just physically look very different, but the concept is the same concept.
The Matir is always the object of the Mashavah Stigl. It's the object, or it's always being
Matir. No, the Matir is the Mefagel, not the object of the people. Okay, as far as the object of people, be anything. The Kezias from the whole carbon, or one little bit of the Kezias of the Emurim, or one of the Matanos Adam. You were talking about the giving of the Dam, the Mefagel, the Matir. It's like Shchita is part of the Matir. So, that it's doing its own Avodas Amat. So, it says over there, Pigel Bekometz, Velo Belevona, Belevona Velo Bekometz, Rabbi Meir Omer, it's Pigel anyway, Pigel Bechayav and Lavkars, which seems to be saying that according to Rabbi Meir, we're Mefagel Bechatzi Matir, and the Chachomim say, Ein Bo Karet, Ach Yefagel Bechol HaMatir. But, comes along Rish Lakish and says, do not misunderstand what Rabbi Meir was saying. No way that Rabbi Meir is trying to say that you're Mefagel with a Chatzim Matir. That's not the point. Omer Rabbi Shimon Melokish, lo tema time at Rabbi Meir, Mishum Tekasov and Mefagel Bechatzim Matir. All that it's talking about here, says Rish Lakish, is that the first thing you did was you gave the Kremitz with the Machsheva speak. And then you didn't have any Machsheva when you brought the Levina. That's the point. So Gagon Shinatan et HaKomitz b'Machsheva, v'alavana b'shtika, Rabbi Meir all over holds. Kolo oseh al dat rishona oseh. So since you have not specified your intent with the Levona, but you did previously specify your intent in bringing the Komets, Rabbi Meir says, look, we just assume that the whole thing is a Machsheva Spiegel, and therefore you were Mefagel B'chol HaMatir. But if we knew for a fact that you were only Mefagel and Chatzi Matir, of course Rabbi Meir would have agreed with the Chachomi, would have said, I'm Mefagel B'chatzi Matir. And it's misleading over there, the Mishnah says, Rish Lakish. You got to keep your head screwed on straight. Now, you want me to prove it to you? Let me explain how I know it. Mimai. How do I know this? Because look, Miriktani, since now we continued the Mishnah, and it says, Lefichach, Im Natan Kulam Ketikunam, Vechat Shalo Ketikunam, Pasul Ve'in Bokaret. Look at the order. Look at the order of this. If you gave all of the three Matanot, and only the fourth one was done wrong, but the three you gave correctly, and one you gave incorrectly. In other words, you started off by giving it correctly. Now you're trying to be mafago with a chatzi matir on the fourth one. Posel vein bokaret. What are the implications? That if I did it the other way, if I had given achas with a makshava spiegel, shalo ketikuna, and the rest of them ketikuna, it would have been pigel. Because why else did I start? This is not the biggest chiddush to say it this way. The biggest chiddush, if the point I'm making is only that I'm mafago with a chatzi matir, so say, if I gave one with pigel, and three not with pigel, it's still not pigel. But it doesn't say that. It says if I give three correctly and one incorrectly, that it's not pigel. So isn't that mashma that if the first one I had given was pigel, it would have been pigel? That does that make sense? In terms of chatzi matir, it doesn't make sense. It's exactly the same case. Therefore, the only way that it would make sense is if you're telling me that this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, who holds that since the first thing you did was pigel, then the assumption is that it continues to be pigel. That's the point. Because otherwise it wouldn't make any difference at all what order it was done. Therefore, it says Rish Lakish. Now look. The implications are that if you had given the first one with a machsheva spiegel and the rest of them correctly, it still would have been pigel. Now, who do you think that shita is? Man. It's certainly not the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan said, Ein mefagnan b'chatzi matir, even in the case in Menachas where we were talking about giving the kemetz, which came first with the machsheva spiegel, and then going ahead and giving now the levayna b'shtika. There can't be them. It's got to be Rabbi Meir. But if Rabbi Meir holds that Ein mefagnan b'chatzi matir also, how in the world could he justify creating pigel out of one out of four matanis? It's only a chatzi matir, and all four matanis bifnim are ma'ake. So e time it Rabbi Meir mishum de mefagnan b'chatzi matir. If the issue is that you're mefagnan b'chatzi matir, what's the difference how you do it? Whether you do the first one, you do the second one, you do the fourth one, mefagnan b'chatzi matir. If Rabbi Meir is the one who's coming to distinguish between the first one and the last one, no, it can't be because of chatzi matir, because there's absolutely no difference. It's got to be because kol haoseh al dat rishona haoseh, because otherwise we'd be afilu kediktani nami el alav. The only explanation for this is how I explained it, says Rish Lakish. It's because it is going to leave the Rabbi Meir, and it's because Rabbi Meir does not hold mefagnan b'chatzi matir, and therefore if the fourth one or the second one was the one that was done b'pigel, it would not have been mefagel. It's only because it's the first one that's done b'pigel, because he holds kol haoseh al dat rishona haoseh, and I think that proves it very solidly. Says Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Well, it has to, I mean, a little bit. When we talked about the dinim of stam at the beginning of the Masechta, we considered the possibility that maybe when you do something subsequently, it redefines what your intent was, or if your intent was. Yeah. We mentioned the idea of Rabbi Meir. Fine, but this is there. We weren't talking about a machshava spiegel. You were talking about a machshava spiegel. Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Well, not necessarily, because there's an alternative approach to the entire mission. And I know you're going to think this is like sort of stretching it, but you're going to see this makes sense. Maybe what you learned that the word ketikunam meant that it was done correctly. But remember that there's an anti-world of pigel. So maybe correctly means correctly in that world. Not correctly that it was done with all of the right intentions, but rather ketikunam means with the correct intention to be mafarga. In which case it would mean ketikunam chutzizmana. Maybe that's how to read the Mishnah. So maybe, says Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, so really it works out perfectly well according to Rabbanan. And when it says if you gave it ketikunam, the reason that it would be mefagel is because ketikunam means ketikunam lepigo. Read the words, for God's sake. It says, in natan kulam ketikunam, v'achat shalo ketikunam. What do you think shalo ketikunam means? The shalo ketikunam is the thing that we're saying is creating the pigel, no? So over there it says, posel ve'in bo karet, because it had ketikunam. I mean, if it would all be for pigel, so then it should be chayev karet. You're saying it's posel ve'in bo karet. Well, how does that work out? So obviously ketikunam means that it was kosher, therefore it's ein bo karet. So ketikunam lech sheira udata. And Shaloka Tikkuna is the Machshavas Pigul. How do you come off saying what you're saying? No, says Rava, because in the anti-world of Pigul, then the Shaloka Tikkuna would mean not Pigul. It would mean using an antithetical to Pigul Machshava. What's an antithetical to Pigul Machshava? Chutz L'Mikomo, Shalol L'Shma, but anything but Chutz L'Zmana. So then Shaloka Tikkuna would also make sense in that context. So Amar Rava. Maybe Shaloka Tikkuna means an anti-Pigul Machshava, like Chutz L'Zmano, L'Mikomo. Rav Ashi says, or Shalom L'Shmo, when it comes to the Chatas, to the Pesach, it's also an anti-Pigul Machshava. But then it still doesn't work, because then what are you saying? That if you give it Shaloka Tikkuna, meaning Dafka with the Machshavas of Chutz L'Mikomo, or Shalom L'Shmo, so then you have a problem with Chorus. But suppose you did it right, meaning not anti-Pigul, but just normal. You did it normally. Beferish normal. So then the mashma'ut would be that what? You're mechayev? So you're telling me that you're mefagel b'chatzimat. Saying as long as I didn't have a machshava that is antithetical to pigul of chutz l'mekomo or shelo l'shmo, then it would be, in fact, pigul v'chayov and lafkaret. Is that what you would want to be medayek over here? So in other words, because you're saying dafka, it's dafka where you're mechashiv on it, where it's the fairish anti-pigul, but if you would have only done it b'shtika, so then you would have been chayev karet. But then, what are you going to say that it's because of, it can't be because of Befaga B'chatzim Matir, the Rabban don't hold a B'chatzim Matir. Elamai, it's going according to Rabbi Meir. So then why does it depend which direction you do it in? Because of Asri Shenuah, you're back to what Rish Lakish was saying. So isn't that the Mashma'ut? No, you're not going to be able to disprove Rish Lakish. Ah, no. You see, the question that you're raising is based on the implication that had I done it that way, it's not true. The point is that didn't the Reisha of the Mishnah talk about a case which Pigo v'chayov and alafkare is even in one of the matanis? Why? Because one of the matanis is not a chatzimater when it comes to the arba matanis of the chatas vitzayim. In order to contrast it to that case of the chatas hapnimi, it uses the word tananami sefer posel v'ein bo kare, but its implication is not, and, but by the way, had it been any different, then it would have been Pigo Vyeshpo Karet. That's not the point. That's not what we're trying to make a statement about. All we're trying to do is we're trying to say, look, take the same case that we had in the Reish, where it was Pigo Vyeshpo Karet. Do the same thing in the safe however you want it, and it will be possible for Inbo Karet. That's the point. Don't try to be Medayik. You mean if I had done it, Pishti would have been. I'm not coming to tell you when you would be Chayav Karet. I'm just coming to show you that there's a major difference between the Chatot of Pnimiyot, where all of them are ma'akev, and the matanas of the chitzonis were only the first matana is ma'akev. That's all. Lapar zepar alim davar shel tzibur. What is that supposed to mean? We're talking about the par alim davar shel tzibur. Oh, but tzibur guviktiv. Amr of Papa Nishum de boyag muri par alim davar shel tzibur biyoter to shtech layod l'sirei avodat kochavim. The problem is that the par alim davar shel tzibur begufe, it doesn't say anything about that. I only know it by Akesha from the Kohen Mashiach. Therefore, it's Yitzrich Lapar to be repeated as a self-reference. La Hamahavi Keman de Kotev Be Begufe, in order that it not be a Dovra Alame Behekesh, Kozim Alame Behekesh. Tanya Gavazi there of Papa, Viasa Kasher Asa would have been sufficient. Why does it have to say Lapar? Lafishanem Arve Emei Viu et Korbanam Yishel Hashem Chatatam Ashigatam. So Chatatam is Sirei Avodat Kohavim. Shigigatam is Paralam Davashal Tzibur. Chatatam al Shigigatam means that Amra Torah, that Chatatam of the Seirim should be the same as Shigigatam, meaning that it needs Yatera Takave. Now, how do you know Shigigatam? Mehechan Lamadata? Lav Be'akesha. So I ask you, V'chi Davar Lamad Be'akesh, Chazirum Lamei Be'akesh. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Lepar, Ze Paralam Davashal Tzibur, in order that it be in the very place that we're learning it out from. Lapar zepar kohen Mashiach. Amarma. Chatatan elu sirei avodat kochavim. What was wrong with the first pasuk? Typically mikro kama. The omar mar lapar hachatat. Is the rabot sirei avodat kochavim. Omar of papa itzik. Sagatat hamina. Hanen mile hazaot. Hazaot. Aktivim begufe, avo yoteret ushteach layod, aloktivim begufe emalo, kamash malan, even that is included. Omli refinibrator of Natan or of Papa, didn't the Tana say, par yom akipurim lachol masha omar bi inyan ka omar, and you said it was only for et bedam vitfila? Yes, says Rav Papa, but it was a Tanoyu. I was coming to explain the Tana de Rav, right? So the Tana de Rav was Marbe Ochia. I mean, it could very well be that the Tana de Rav Bishmal is not only Marbe like that. Now, Tana de Rav Bishmal, what is indeed the Hashkafic implications of why it says Yoter Teshteach Layot Beparko and Mashiach, V'lo Ne'emro Beparlam Davar Shot Tzibun, Moshel Melech Bosav Adam, Shizam Al Ohavo, Umiyet Besir Chuno, Mipnei Chibato. V'tana de Rav Yishmol, Mipnei Ma Ne'emra, Porochet HaKodesh, Beparko and Mashiach, V'lo Ne'emar, Beparlam Davar Shot Tzibun, Mashal Melech Bosav Adam, Shesarcha Alav Medina, Immi uta sarcha, pamaya shalomit kayemet. The imrubat sarcha, im pamaya shalomit kayemet. Now, continues the Mishnah, lefichach, im natan kulam, ketikunam. Now, in Menachos, we have the same idea. Tananat. Piga bekomets, velo belavona, belavona, velo bekomets, Rabbi Meir omer, piga bekayavan alof karet, bechachamim omrim, im bokaret at shifagel becholamatir. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, don't make the mistake of thinking the time of the Rebbe Meir is Bishum de Kasava Mefaglim Bechatzimater. It certainly does not. Lachma Eskinan, Kehun Shinatan et Akol Mitzvah Machshava, Vahalavona Beshtika, Ukasava Kol Haosel, Dat Rishon Haosel. How do I know that, Mimai? Miriktavi Lefichach Im Natan Kulam Ketikunam, Vachat Shalok Tikitua, it's possible for Im Bokoret. Isn't the implications clearly that had it been the other way around, and you would have started with a chad shalok ketikuna, and then you would have given kulam ketikuna, that it would have been pigel. Now, how could it be pigel? Who's this going according to? Is it going according to Rabbanan? I mean, you know the Rabbanan all day mefagim b'chatzimater, even in a case like that, from an office. So it can't be. It's got to be Rebbe Meir. So what are you telling me? And what's the reason? Because I'm a fagin b'chatzim matir. So what difference does it make what order it was in? If the svar of Rabbi Matir, I'm rather because of mefagin b'chatzim matir, so then what's the difference? If you look at Iktani Nami, it would be exactly the same thing. Must be, la mishum de kasava, kolo sal dat vishon, ah, we'll say, oh, mishum bar yitzchak, well, look, it doesn't really prove it conclusively. Because what if it's going al libet rabbonan? And when it says, ketikunam, it means really like pigo, ketikunam of pigo, meaning l'chutzizmano. How can you say that? It says, l'fichali natan kolam ketikunam v'achat shalo ketikunam. It's possible, vein bo karet. So when it's talking about ketikuna, it's talking about the thing that makes it not pigo, right? I mean, l'chshevo de'at. No, says Rava. Maybe the point is that shalo ketikuna means Shaloka tikunala pigo, meaning actively anti-pigo, such as chutzle mekomo, or Ravashi says, could we also makshavas chutzle sholishmo? Okay, but anyway, you'd be led to the same implications, because mechlal dechi lo avad la chutzle mekomo sholishmo, suppose you would do it now, without a makshavas anti-pigo. Stop! So then what would be in the din? You would be chayef karet. Why? Why? Fame of hagab chatzi mater. Obviously, because Koloi Sabas Rishanois, as he end up saying the same thing. Yeah, but that implication is not what's meant over here, because I did a ton of ratio. Pigo, Bakayavin, Alaf Karet, Tananami Sefer Pasul, the Aimbo Karet.